You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government is establishing a new task force to look into foreign interference in Australian universities. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says it will also look at cybersecurity and intellectual property protection within the education industry.
The targeting of Australian universities continues to increase. Universities are an attractive target given their research across a range of fields and the intellectual property this research generates. When it comes to foreign interference, we are providing clarity at the intersection of national security, research, collaboration, and a university's autonomy.
The task force will include representatives from universities, national security organisations, and the Department of Education. It follows major data breaches at the Australian National University and Catholic University earlier this year. The minister says he doesn't know what was stolen in the attacks and what the attackers' motives were.
I can't quantify what may have been lost, and it's very difficult when it comes to cyber to know specifically what an actor might be after. But what we do know is that the information that our universities hold is of interest to foreign actors, and therefore we've got to make sure that we're continuing to do everything we can in our power to protect that information that we hold.
It's a new security measure analysts are welcoming. Australian Strategic Policy Institute analyst Alex Joski says it is a promising starting point for Australian universities and for the government.
Hopefully this will be really quite an important measure for building cooperation between the government and universities in tackling foreign interference. I think we'll have to wait to see the depth of the inquiry of these different working groups, but it's definitely quite an important mechanism to help drive greater discussion.
Mr. Tehan also says the task force will survey students on freedom of speech.
One of the things that the task force will be doing will be looking at security on our university campuses to make sure that students can go about their business freely and be able to express their views freely.
It comes after Australian universities have in recent weeks been the location of violent clashes between pro-China and pro-Hong Kong students. But Universities Australia Professor John Dewar says it is not the reason for the government's investigation. He says people have expressed their concern for freedom of speech at universities for many years, and it is in no way linked to recent events.
In many ways, I think those incidents exemplify the fact that our campuses are hotbeds of free speech, and in which students are absolutely free to express their views and to disagree with each other.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
We'll be right back.